Yo, let's get right to it. The 2023 MTV Music Awards has some pretty ill performances on stage drama and backstage as well. Ooh. Tamar, oh, who was arguing at the VMAs?
Child. A feud, y'all, between Megan Thee Stallion and Justin Timberlake was just not on my 2023 bingo card, okay? So the fans speculated that Megan and Justin got into a spat backstage at the 2023 VMAs last night, and the now viral video shows the two interacting, with Megan speaking passionately like this, and one finger raised toward Justin and his NSYNC band member, Joey Fatone, and then Justin turns to say something to Megan. But a source close to the situation claims the pair was actually excited to meet each other, and Meg was actually saying, no, 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 we've never met before. Mm. It did look like she was mad.
Yeah.
And turned around.
Kind of did.
On a lip reader tip, is like, hey, I watched that Super Bowl. I didn't like how you did my girl Janet.
Right.
I didn't like it one bit. Real hot girl.
Yeah, I could tell she was mad the way her mouth was fixed. And then what her hairstylist doing, her hair, you know, when your hairstylist be fixing your hair, so she let me fix it so you could curse him out. And I think that's what was going on.
And then when her face turned back around, it looked serious.
Exactly. That's
it was
what
a serious
me.
Face. Maybe she was mad at the hairstylist or something else was going on in her head. But...
No, well, sources say she was mad because she really wanted to meet them, and she didn't want to meet them that way.
In passing
and getting her hair fixed. And she was like, no, no, I will not meet y'all like this.
It don't even sound right when you say it.
Like, I'm just telling you, that's what the street said.
But they also said, too, she said, no, bitch, I'm not Janet, so don't do this.
Wow.
So,
okay.
So I think somebody said
Why
that,
too. Why would she say that again?
Because to let him know she's not Janet, she don't play, but she'll talk to him.
There's a lot of people still mad about that Super Bowl.
Really she looked like she was getting ready to go on stage. Her emotions had to be hyped and like excited. I mean, who knows?
I mean, even Megan said, though, it was a good moment. It wasn't anything wrong, so.
Yeah. Hope that's the case. We're moving on. Let's get to my favorite part of the show. The performances.
Yeah.
Now, Nicki Minaj was the queen of the night at this year's VMAs. She won for the best hip-hop category. She was also on double duty, acted as both host and performer, and took to the stage to perform twice. First solo, then she returns to the stage with her Young Money mentor, Weezy F Baby, a.k.a. Lil Wayne, for epic performance to celebrate 50 years of hip-hop. And, you know, listen, Nicki wasn't the only highlight from that night. Diddy, Mr. Take That himself, was also awarded the Global Icon Award. And he took to the stage to perform his biggest hits. And he also brought out some of his biggest collaborators, including Young Miami, Keisha Cole, his twin daughters, Jessie and Delilah joined him, his backup dancers, and his son Christian King Combs also performed alongside with him. It was like everybody who wasn't in jail or dead that was associated with Bad Boy. That was what's up. What y'all think of the performances?
I think it was awesome. I think Diddy's performance was great. It was so cute seeing his daughters. One of his daughters presented the award to him. The other two danced along. Like, his whole little family was there. It was so dope. And he brought out people he wouldn't usually bring out during his performances. Like, we always see some of the other people perform with him. But for him to bring... I didn't expect Keisha Cole to come out to do that song. So I was happy to see her. Yeah, she sounded good. I think it was great. I enjoyed Diddy's performance. And I enjoyed Cardi and Megan's performance. It was amazing.
But it's good he brought those people back on it because he gave back half of the people they doggone.
But it was none of the people.
It was none of those.
That's what I was curious about.
I wanted to see Mace. I wanted to see the locks.
Well, I think some of those people still aren't that happy.
Yeah.
It's a little late for the royalty thing.
Wait, how long has it been since Diddy and Mace performed anything together?
I think when he was on that Bad Boy tour a few years ago, Mace came out for some of those.
That's not the question. The question is, how long would it be until we see them perform together? Never. Hell from them froze over.
Oh, we'll keep missing you.
Okay.
Thinking of the day.
Okay. All right, y'all. Well, the big winner of the night was Taylor Swift. She took home 9 Moon Person Awards throughout the evening, including Video of the Year and Artist of the Year. This also gave Taylor the second most career wins. Only Beyonce's got more moon people. Tay-Tay was also witness to another big event of the night, which was the reunion of NSYNC. She fangirled out as they came on stage and continued to swoon as she accepted the Best Pop Award from them. This clip, I really like this clip because it's like, you think about big stars still fan out over some people. Yeah. And this is like fun to see, you know?
Yeah. When you get to see your inspiration on stage, you know what I'm saying? And they looked healthy.
It was cute for her to get excited too. She was like, I had the dolls. Like, I guess she had the NSYNC dolls. It was cute, Aww. Yeah. Because she's a huge star. She didn't have to do that. So they should have felt super special.
You know. She probably just did it to make them feel good.
No, I think she was telling the truth,
Gary. I think she was telling the truth.
Mm. Yeah, like, one thing about Taylor Swift, like, at every award show, every time they cut the camera to her, she's always, like, dancing, giving it up, having a good time. She seems supportive because she knows she's about to win whatever award they're nominated for.
She is there scooping them up. Yeah.
Well, y'all, someone whose night didn't go as well as Taylor's was Saweetie, who hosted the VMA pre-show, y'all. At one point, child, she forgot to read the teleprompter.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I am feeling excellent. Better now.
I know. That's fire. Oh, I am so excited for tonight, too, and I can't wait to see the fashion and some of my friends.
And in another moment, child, she remembered, but it didn't go so well, y'all. Ugh. Check it out. I'm sorry, sweetie. Sorry.
Let's go.
We got more from your favorite nominees. More glitz, more glam, and definitely more music coming your way right after the break. And you're not gonna wanna miss what we have upcoming on the VMA pre-show. I know that's right.
I know that's wrong.
I'm sorry for her.
I know that's wrong. No.
That's tough. Yeah. That's a hard spot to be in.
I watched that clip 8,450,000 times in the middle of the night. That thing was so fun. That thing blessed me still, honey.
Somebody said she watched Dish Nation, so I don't know, honey. But
somebody said what?
She watched some of us on Dish Nation.
I'm sure she did. Wait, sweetie.
Who are you throwing shade at?
She should watch Dish Nation. It's the hottest show on TV.
You know,
but we like Sweetie, but I'm just saying, like, everybody shouldn't be reading the prompt.
Yeah, you know, to some people, words are just shapes. And she wasn't familiar with those shapes or those words.
Or maybe some people should go over the teleprompter
before
you go.
But she's new to this job.
She's quick new read to the through. Teleprompter. It does take a while.
Sometimes it's hard to know. They could have also,
listen. Read through.
Sometimes at these live shows, you might have all different people in your ears saying stop, wait, go, whatever. Yeah. It can be confusing.
Yeah, you can tell how a name is spelled that maybe reading in like letters aren't really your thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but later, during the actual show, Saweetie clapped back, y'all, telling everyone to stop making her stutter video go viral.
It's me again, and y'all better stop making my little stutter video go viral. I see what you're doing. Anyways, let's try it again.
Oh, she was specifically to Tamar.
Wait. Oh. Was she stuttering? Because that's a different thing.
That was a stutter, girl. Honey, that was.
Oh, yeah.
It was a flubber. Like,
her brain was rebooting to load those new words that she's seeing for the first time, and it takes a second sometimes.
Listen, also, here's the thing, too, is like, man, big events like that, there's so many moving pieces, and maybe she didn't get to go over the prompter beforehand, and that is on her team behind the scenes at a certain point.
Yeah, I just think most of the time, Sweetie is funny. Do you ever watch her YouTube?
Well, she was funny.
She's not living. Funny.
They say maybe with that pebbles bone in her dress.
Right. I was about to say, if at the end of it, she was like, yabba dabba doo, like that would have killed. That would have crushed.
That's right.
I know that's right.
It's like everybody had a bone to pick with her.
Yeah.
It's okay, girl. We all have bloopers.
Yes, we
do. It absolutely
it's
happens.
It's all good.
Well, up next, Aaron Rodgers left the Packers, and now it looks like he might be packing it up. Yeah. We got the details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, Aaron Rodgers' time as a New York Jet was short-lived because during Monday night's game, he ruptured his Achilles, or as Saweetie would say, achilles. Just four plays into his Jets career. But don't worry about Aaron. He'll still remain under contract with the team until next season, so they'll still honor a $75 million contract. Well, Colin Kaepernick and his team caught wind of this, and his agent reached out to the Jets about replacing Aaron as the quarterback, and there's no word on what the Jets said in response to Colin, but what y'all think about it?
I think you're the bananas.
We left Sweetie in act one.
Achilles.
Achilles.
Oh, my
God. That's like when Gary said shamol for camel meal.
I'm still not laughing at Sweetie. I'm laughing at HK.
Okay.
But, you know, it's wild. Like, yo, it's almost like when you buy something from someone and it's in perfect shape. Yeah. Like, oh, I got this armoire. You get to see a house and it falls apart.
I don't see how this dude is still getting paid, though, if he's going to be out the whole season. They still paying him, what you say, $70
million? 75.
Well, because it's guaranteed. That's why.
Really?
Even if he don't play?
But it's one of the rarities in which a contract actually works in favor of a person who signed it. Because usually in every other situation, it's always to the advantage of the administration.
Right.
And sometimes they don't even choose to honor or hold up to the end of the deal.
Wow. So Aaron Rodgers got injured on Monday. And on Tuesday, Colin Kaepernick's team reached out to say, hey, Jets, what's up? Is that a little soon?
I don't think so. I think they're on top of their job. Yeah. They're paying attention to the league, and they like, hey, there's a shot for our client to get in here. Let's get him in and see what we can do.
It's football season. It's time to play.
Right. Hello? And the opening, they should try to get him in. I'm not mad at them for that. They on their job.
Yeah, Aaron's the one taking a knee now, so, like, someone has to slide in there and get in.
Why, you is on one today, dog.
He's hurt.
All right, y'all, moving on. Actor Jonathan Majors has been real low-key since he was accused of assaulting his ex-girlfriend back in March, but he recently came to the rescue of two teens who were fighting at a Hollywood In-N-Out establishment.
What?
Yes. Jonathan said he didn't know the high schoolers personally, but he stepped in to do what he felt was right because he didn't want to see anyone get hurt. He even told the high schoolers, stay cool, after he broke up the fight.
Stay cool.
Stay cool.
Stay cool, kid.
That was so nice, but he should have said that to his girlfriend, allegedly, when they were in the backseat of that car, honey, and she screamed assault.
Oh, that just wore me out. Lord, I'm done for the day. That's
facts. Wow.
Wow.
But the fact that he said, like, stay cool after breaking out, it just sounds so constructed. It's so orchestrated, like it's a really strong PR thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like,
like he set up the fight to go break it up?
Yeah. Like, stay cool. Stay cool sounds like it came right before and don't do drugs.
I mean, so, Tamar,
don't
mean,
ask you me and, not in it, I ain't in it, I don't know.
No, but think about it. You and I would just see Headcrack and Tanner fight.
Uh-huh.
Well, how would we step in? I mean, how would you break it up?
I got five on it. How much you got on it?
Nah, I got six. But I think I would tell them, to grab each other by the face and look at each other in the face, say, I'm sorry.
That's what you say?
I would tell them, grab each other in the face, say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. World peace, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how a lot of fights end.
But anyway, coming up, honey, it's getting hot. Oh, it's getting hot.
Yes, it is.
Because Nelly Baby is gushing about his old new boo, Mr. Ashanti. Find out what he said after the break.
Y'all remember I called this relationship? Them, they get married.
Who, Nelly and Ashanti?
Yeah.
They is. I'm telling you.
But she should have never took it back, though, hell.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Well, it looks like Nelly is smitten and all googly-eyed after spinning the block and getting that whole thing back. I'm talking about Ashanti, y'all. We've been seeing him all flirty and boot up in public, but Nelly finally went on record during an interview and said, HK.
Yeah, we cool again. I think it surprised the both of us, though. It wasn't nothing that I planned. I think we're both pretty much doing what we do.
What is wrong with him?
It was to the melody of Dilemma.
I caught that, you nut.
Oh, but wait, y'all. It looks like Ashanti is all about her man, because she hit the VMA red carpet with a cute little clutch purse that had a loving photo of her and Nelly right on the front. How cute.
Oh, that is adorable.
Tell us you go together without telling us you go together.
Right.
Yeah. She said that they met at the VMAs 20 years ago, and that's the picture where they exchanged numbers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
It's iconic.
Has any of y'all significant other ever put your face on something and wore it?
Yes.
Why is that a silly question?
Because you asked it.
Because I asked it?
Uh-huh.
I think we've all been through that.
Amen.
Have you ever put your face on somebody and they wore it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, my face has been worn a couple times.
Okay. Anyway, y'all, let's get into, honey.
What a fashion!
All right, y'all, and it's all about the VMAs, honey. First Young Miami, honey, stepped out last night giving everyone grown woman body. Now, y'all, in an all-black horn du bon bon ensemble, honey, it was giving high thigh with little bit of peekaboo crouch, baby, on the side. And it was slicked back wet. And her slicked back wet hair and sunglasses, y'all.
You that all up.
Yeah, let's do it again. Yeah.
Let's go, sweetie.
I was like, what?
Now, it was giving, y'all.
I know that's right.
Now, it was giving, honey, high thigh. It was giving high dive with a little bit of peekaboo crouch on the underside, slick black wet hair, and city girls up with look.
I know that's
Girls up with this look, honey. Is it giving Carisha, please, honey?
Y'all went to the same prompter school.
Bitch, no.
I know that's right.
I know that's right.
Yeah, he had a lot to say in Act One, didn't he?
That's Garini.
So I think she looks amazing. I mean, none of the girls that I know around here could wear something like that.
None of the girls looks, like who?
I wouldn't even try.
Oh, up under this hat, child.
Only one that would try this is you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. We've seen you in a thong. And it's wrong.
Well, moving on to Gary's little nephew, Lil Nas X, y'all. He tried to give purity for once in his life wearing an all-white, what's that, Palomo?
Palomo.
What is that?
That's a designer.
Oh, okay. Wearing an all-white Palomo Spain Couture bridal-like Lacy Couture dress paired with a lace bra, some platform boots, and a, what's that, dandelion?
Uh-huh.
Well, why he got a dandelion flower? Like a feather, sorry, and a dandelion flower-like feathery headdress. And for all his sin... I know that's right.
We're all in it today. We have all
messed up. Go ahead,
read
them shapes.
Read them shapes, Tamar.
Yeah.
You got this.
And for all his sins, Gary, your nephew came back with the Holy Bible.
He's giving a say flamingo dancer. I mean, he looks amazing. Look at that, the flamingo headpiece, the Bible, honey.
I love that he pushes the envelope, but the Bible just throws me off.
Yeah, he's confessing.
About what?
What he look like.
Moving on.
All right.
We know that's right.
Okay, y'all, coming up, Ariana Grande sure moved on in a New York minute. Ooh. We're going to get into that after the break.
That's what we get for teasing that girl.
That's what we get.
Dish
Nation.
Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
I know that's right. Okay, y'all, when Ariana Grande sang thank you next, she meant that because word on them screets is that she has already moved in with her wicked paramour, Ethan Slater.
Oh, wow.
Sources say they're shacking up in New York City while Ethan is prepping for his Broadway production of Spamalot. But here's the messy part. Ariana hasn't even filed for divorce from her estranged husband, me too.
I know that's right.
Ariana hasn't even filed for divorce from her estranged husband, Dalton Gomez. But Ethan filed them papers to divorce his ex-wife, Lily J, 2 months ago.
But if they've already broken up and they're already going through the process, does it still count that somebody's moved in?
Because you're not officially divorced.
Yeah, but it's over. They know it's been over. So does it still count again?
I've never had a prenup.
I know you didn't, but your dude is a lawyer. You be answering all the other lawyers.
Oh, well, you came to me for legal advice.
Yes, yes.
What was the question, though?
Oh, God, never mind. I know that's right.
You might have to call JR for this one.
Yeah. You can't shack. That's abandonment. You can't shack.
Do you have to get legally separated
that's
first?
That's what I'm saying.
It depends on the state.
Yeah.
LA, I think you can shack up with anybody. Meshack, Rack Shack, and the Bendigo.
That's Shadrack, Meshack.
I get them Bible verses.
I was just saying, shack on up.
She had Lil Nas X's Bible.
Okay. I know that's right.
Oh, man.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.